I'm Are You Serious? And this is my show.
Disasters, and eventually
the end of the world. Justin Kahn will be with us today, and I'll be asking him the question you've all been dying to know. What does he think of Nietzsche's theory of eternal recurrence? But before we talk to Justin, I'm looking at Jeff Deal. I'm looking at Jamais Cascio. Did I say that correctly?
Jamais Cascio.
Cascio. And, of course, the lovely and talented Diana Brown.
Why, thank you. With that introduction, I feel a little like Carol Merrill on The Price is Right. And it's a day about full 24-hour access on the RU show. And apparently, while you're online, if you're not just enjoying our upcoming guest, Justin, on Justin TV, you can take a break and you can log on and shoot an Iraqi. And this is not a new game from PlayStation. An Iraqi artist named Wafa Bilal, and if I am pronouncing your name wrong, call me up and let me know. He has locked himself into his studio, and he is live 24/7. You can log on, you can visit, and you can shoot him with a paintball gun remotely from the comfort of your living room.
Now, he is actually, he's in Chicago, right? He's
correct.
Not in Iraq. I was kind of disappointed because, you know, I saw the little thing in Boing Boing. I didn't read it too closely. You know, I was scanning. And I thought this was something really interesting that was actually coming out of Iraq itself.
Does it make the experience less authentic for you?
Well, you know, I've always been curious because I read an article back before we invaded Iraq that there's actually, or there was a sort of bohemian avant-garde in Baghdad under Saddam Hussein. And I wonder if that still exists now or if it's been eliminated.
You know, it's probably become part of the Iraqi diaspora. You know, something like, I remember reading recently that something over 50% of the doctors in Iraq have now left the country.
Yes.
And a lot of the highly educated people have gotten out.
Yeah. And not to move the subject too far off this guy's fine performance work, but it's curious to me how some totalitarian societies seem to have space for culture like China does these days. And others don't. But maybe we should talk about this man's provocative performance piece.
It is provocative, and I did log on earlier to take a look at where he's at on day 7, and lots of people have taken him up on it. There is paint hitting the wall right and left. He's at the Flat Life Gallery in Chicago.
That's right.
And you can, as I said, you can remotely, through a paintball gun, shoot him. The name of this installation is Domestic Tension, and his goal is to draw our attention to the experience of the Iraqi people, how they're, you know, they're very isolated in their homes, and they're constantly being bombarded with, obviously, literal bombardment of weaponry, but also just the lack of privacy and the lack of autonomy and the confinement. And he said the goal of this exhibit was to engage people who may not ordinarily be willing to engage in a political dialogue through conventional means. And
is he getting commentary? Is there a space, do you know, on his site for commentary?
There is a space.
I bet there are just some gung-ho, like American idiots.
There are.
just making flat-out racist comments.
I'm very much wanting to know who's hitting the trigger and who isn't. No one that I have read so far has posted racist comments, although, as I said, the paintballs are flying. One individual signed on and said, when I aim to shoot, I'm reminded of the project and what it's about and cannot do so. Yeah. One person did log on and say the speed that he has it set at, which is 300 feet per second, is potentially deadly, and he needs to bring it down to something more like 280 feet per second, if he goes hit in the temple, it would kill him. So
we're moving into the territory of what the Milgram experiment, when they're giving see who would give electric shocks to people, and as it turned out.
So he has actually been hit? He has marks on him?
Well, I did not see that he has been hit. He has been warned. I think he's doing a great job of dodging at this point. I have not seen the paint on his head, but he was warned should he be hit in the temple, he could be killed because he had it set to 300 feet per second. It's interesting. His brother was killed by stray American bullets.
Stray?
Yeah, stray. Wandering. Kind of like lost kittens, I'm thinking.
Yeah, right.
Not so much.
I think one of the revolutionary aspects of this project is that white Americans really aren't used to Arabs being funny and clever. You know, it's not, you know, we've had this sort of these racist assumptions, and you know, then we realized that African Americans could be funny and clever, and we realized Hispanic. Every group has come forward with, you know, intelligent, you know, funny, creative people. But there's very little. I mean, there's a Palestinian comedian I know who tours sometimes, but on the whole, it's a sort of thing that on some unconscious level, people go, oh.
It's true. It's not what we. It's not the comedy with the K that we're expecting right away. Who do you propose will be the next to emerge as the new funny nation? Are you?
That's a good question. Are there any groups left that we have not been amused by? I don't know. Yeah. Well,